Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And you can find that book at Amazon. And the new book, The Third Ingredient, brand spanking new book, already won an award. The Third Ingredient is available at Amazon. We'll soon have the new website for it up very soon. Thank you for hanging out with me. We got Scott Arno here. Scott is the security advocate, VP of Soho Solutions, thesecurityadvocate.com. Folks, I encourage you to go there and check it out. Smartest guy I know in the area of online security. And Scott, thanks again for being here. Let's talk about blockchain. Now, I was telling my audience over two and a half years ago when nobody was talking about blockchain. Not very few people, at least not in a regular part of conversation. I told my audience, I said, look, it's just too, in my predictions, it's too complicated to explain right now, but just start learning about blockchain. Just start looking into it. Start absorbing whatever you can. Just get started. That was January of 2016. And now it's almost on everybody's lips, isn't it, blockchain?
It is. I mean, half the trick is just explaining what it is to people. And, you know me, I love actually trying to break concepts down where they make sense. I'm seeing it in a lot of places where you tend to see a lot of it making the news right now are what are called ICOs or initial coin offerings.
Right.
Which far too many of them are not legit. But there are some really fantastic products hiding in there. But it's, you know, finding those few proverbial diamonds in the rough.
Right. Right. Well, the main thing that I want to get across, I want to talk about is the technology because, and I'm going to get through this real quick, folks. Bitcoin came on the market about 10 years ago, and it was a cryptocurrency that was on a platform called a blockchain. So later, the two basically have a life of their own. Bitcoin is its own brand. Now, blockchain is kind of its own brand as a technology, and they're going off on their own now, aren't they? And blockchain is becoming a separate resource, completely separate from cryptocurrency.
Well, blockchain is basically a technology which, if you really simplify it, it's effectively a type of storage. The thing is, as a storage, it's very different from how we typically maintain things. When explaining blockchain, I often find people use the term, hey, it's a distributed ledger, which they never realize if you're talking to people who don't deal with blockchain all day, that's basically gibberish.
Mm-hmm.
What that means in English is a ledger typically, let's say you and I have a transaction, it's recorded someplace. That's in a ledger. Typically, it'd be like, say, in a bank. Okay, that's a ledger. It's got a centralized point where it's recorded. There's sort of, you know, a master copy in the bank. A distributed ledger, let's say you and I are part of a network of 100 different people. That transaction between you and I is recorded on every single person in that group. So everyone's got a copy. There's 100 copies of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's distributed. That's effectively what a distributed ledger is.
Or it could be 1,000 or it could be 1,000,000.
Exactly. And if it's attacked, it means that, okay, someone's taken out one. Well, there's still 999 copies.
Right.
It's very, very difficult to change these things. And they're also set up in a way where the chain part is effectively the encryption on one. Part of that is used on the next one and the next one and the next one. So it becomes a block chain of blocks. And that way it becomes what's called immutable, which is extremely difficult to change.
Immutable is another way of saying digital trust.
Yeah. I mean, you can't really change what happened. There are already, like, I know one South American country that has started putting its land records on a blockchain.
That's going to happen in America. In our lifetime, that'll happen
in
America. Yeah.
It should.
And now here's the disruption part of that, folks. You won't need a probate office anymore when that happens. You won't need a title insurance company anymore when that happens. You won't need a lawyer to provide you with title insurance.
It's a bit of what you talk about in the third ingredient, the idea that the technology itself is the trust instead of having to place trust in a third party who could make a mistake, who could get attacked, who could be unethical. You know, the technology itself protects you by the way it works.
And some people are saying that blockchain is going to replace trust. And I don't like that way that sounds. I don't like to think of it like that. Blockchain is going to be the first, in my opinion, the first attempt at digital trust, which, and there'll be a zillion generations going forward, you know, over the next 100 or 200 years that won't even look like blockchain. But the reason I don't like the calling it a replacement for trust, it is going to, you and I are analog humans. We require trust. The fact that we are have created something called blockchain that can be immutable, that can deliver trust, that is humans creating digital trust, not replacing trust. What do you think?
I like to think it can augment it. I mean, look, Jim, I know you. I know I can trust you. The fact that there's a system that makes it so that neither of us could defraud each other, that's great. That augments it. But I already know that. And in a way, that's good because it lets me actually deal with you face-to-face and not have to worry about that as a possibility because the system's got it covered.
That's right. And what I like about blockchain is it's going to be a handy contract. It's going to be a handy as a contract, as a smart contract. But so what I think is going to happen is it's going to come in two waves, Scott. The first wave is going to be a handy, sexy way of using blockchain. The second wave is going to be a major disruption. I think blockchain is going to be a disruption beyond the internet. And when we come back, I'd like your thoughts on that. I want to stay with blockchain, folks, and get Scott's thoughts on the disruption that blockchain could be. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.